Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Cleanup underway in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian. We've got the story.
Emergency landing at the Kingman Airport. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Governor Kelly says she still wants to keep a campaign promise. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A cool front is pushing towards south-central Kansas that will bring in some clouds and the chance of showers and a few thunderstorms this afternoon. Our complete forecast and what to expect into the weekend, it's on the way.
Authorities in the Bahamas say an estimated 2,500 people are missing in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian. But emergency management officials expect that number to drop when they cross-check the names with the lists of people who evacuated the islands or went to shelters. Dorian is blamed for at least 50 deaths, and the count is almost certain to rise. In an address to the nation, Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says the government is speeding up efforts to recover bodies.
We are being transparent and responsible in this process. The government is providing counseling to those who need someone to help them go through this difficult process.
Dorian obliterated portions of the Bahamas as a Category 5 hurricane.
A Wichita pilot made a belly landing with a twin-engine plane at the airport in Kingman County over the noon hour yesterday. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 42-year-old Jeremiah Brandt was flying a 1975 Piper aircraft when he attempted to put down his landing gear. He reported that the gear did not work, and he made a gear-up landing. Troopers say he was able to land the plane safely. He was the only person on board and was not injured.
Police say three people were taken into custody after a crime spree late Tuesday morning throughout West Wichita. Police Officer Paul Cruz says officers converged on a stolen Jeep at the McDonald's drive-thru lane at 21st and Ambedon, ordering the car's three occupants to exit the vehicle.
The driver then reversed the vehicle, put the vehicle back into drive, accelerated towards the officer, and attempted to run the officer over. The officer fired his handgun three times at the vehicle. The suspect drove around the McDonald's and rear-ended a white Buick Century that was occupied by a 72-year-old female driver.
The stolen Jeep crashed near 29th and Meridian, where a 30-year-old woman was arrested for obstruction and an outstanding arrest warrant. One male suspect, a 26-year-old, found a few hours later in the area. He was hospitalized with a gunshot wound to his leg and is expected to recover. The other male suspect stole a car and was eventually arrested after a police pursuit southwest of Wichita. He is recovering from a gunshot wound to his arm.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she's still working to make good on a campaign promise.
Kelly says the 6.5% tax on food in Kansas is too high, and she still wants to lower it. She says she vetoed two bills earlier this year that would have lowered the tax because of uncertainty on how federal taxes would impact Kansas.
We would look at a comprehensive approach to reforming our tax system, which is in dire need of restructuring. And that will include looking at the food sales tax issue.
If the tax is lowered, she believes people will have more money in their pockets and the need for food assistance would be lower. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration's asylum restrictions to take effect in a ruling last night. Fox's David Spunt has details.
The president and his team proposed a ban on asylum for people trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border by transiting through a third country. A U.S. district judge in California put a stop to the practice over the summer. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals narrowed the injunction to Arizona and California, meaning the ban could only be put into place in Texas and New Mexico. But the Supreme Court says it can move forward in all states now. Now, two of the nine justices on the court dissented. Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Sotomayor wrote in her dissent in part, quote, "Once again, the executive branch has issued a rule that seeks to upend longstanding practices regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution."
President Trump celebrated the ruling, saying in a tweet Wednesday night, "Big United States Supreme Court win for the border on asylum." KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Take a look at the prognosis for an injured Kansas City Chiefs player, and we'll talk some other football as well coming up in sports.
The body of the last missing victim from a boat fire in Southern California has been found. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Dead. The KNSS Morning News with Stephen Dead now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. A man has been arrested in connection with a deadly crash in North Wichita in 2016. Luis Lopez was booked into jail on suspicion of vehicular homicide. Police say Lopez was driving a car when it crashed head-on into a truck near 15th and McLean. A 16-year-old passenger in his car died in the crash.
The body of the last missing victim from a boat fire in Southern California has been found.
The Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office tweeting Wednesday night it was relieved to report the final victim had been located. The fire on Labor Day weekend killed 34 people, and authorities are still doing DNA tests to confirm the identities of seven of the victims. Five of the Conception, six crew members survived and told investigators they made multiple attempts to save people trapped below deck. The cause is still being investigated. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Dignitaries ranging from former President George W. Bush to Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy are paying tribute to legendary oil tycoon T. Boone Pickens. The Oklahoma native died Wednesday at his Dallas home at the age of 91. In a statement, Bush said Pickens had become a household name across the country because he was bold, imaginative, and daring. The former president also noted that Pickens generously shared his success with institutions and communities across Texas and Oklahoma.
A social media post by students at Colorado State University causing controversy.
The university says four students appeared in blackface on social media, but it can't take action against them because the post is protected by the First Amendment. It appeared on Instagram over the weekend with a caption referencing Wakanda, the setting for the movie Black Panther. University President Joyce McConnell and other administrators said in a statement the photo caused a great deal of pain because of the racist history of blackface. They say they plan to hold discussions and other events in response to the post. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Taking a look at things in traffic. So far this morning, we've got the gasoline prices out there in the Wichita area finally coming down a little bit after that big jump back on Monday. So we went up to $2.29 a gallon, and right now they're backing off just a little bit out there. I'm seeing a couple of stations out there starting to go around $2.27 a gallon. Spotted that near Maple and Mays Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's take a look at the forecast with Ron L. Williams. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L. How do you get an official, the official title?
Yeah. You're all right. I appreciate it. I appreciate just making sure everything is thrown in there.
Right,
but
right.
How are you doing on this Friday Eve? I got to ask that first.
Friday Eve. I'm doing pretty well. I tell you, we're looking at that radar. I'm looking at the radar this morning. Not too many blips out there so far, but I guess from what you're telling us, a little later in the day, we could get a shower in this area, right?
Yeah, that's right. Even though radar not all that busy, not all that active, and also getting a very, very beautiful sunrise out there across much of the area for a lot of us, that's still a little bit deceiving just because, I'm still expecting things to kind of pick up a little bit once we get into the afternoon. So what we'll have happen this morning, we'll have a slight chance of maybe a brief shower, a brief rumble of thunder. There's actually a few showers trying to make their way over into Reno County right now. So all of this associated with a cold front that's going to be moving through. That's why we just got to continue to watch radar as we go through the morning. Once we get into the afternoon, let's say after about 2, 3 o'clock, that's where we'll really have to make sure that we keep an eye to the sky because this front continues to bring maybe a couple of shower storms our way. Things still won't look all that bad, but right after that 2, 3 o'clock hour, that's where I expect things things to kind of reignite, reintensify along that cold front, from the Wichita Metro all the way up into northeastern Kansas, just kind of in a line. And that's where we'll get our next threat of severe weather, strong and severe storms being possible. From that time, anywhere after 2, 3 o'clock, all the way through the early evening hours, large hail and damaging winds are the main threats. Whenever we're dealing with thunderstorms, you know, that threat of a tornado, it's never completely zero, but it is very, very low in this instance. So it's mainly a wind hail threat that we'll have to watch out for, especially because I know some kids may be getting off of school, maybe mom and dad getting off of work a little bit early today. So just make sure that you're watching that forecast. That's a 50% chance of showers and storms today, though. That cold front also cooling us down quite a bit. 86 degrees. We've been dealing with 90s for the past few days, ever since we started the month of September. I know 80s, you know, not all that much of a cool down, but hey, you know, Steve, I mentioned we got to take what we can get around this time of year. Winds are still going to be pretty gusty at 10 to 25, still out of the south, but eventually making that switch out of the northwest, and that's what's also going to help cool us down under those partly to mostly cloudy skies. Only a 20% chance of a lingering shower storm tonight, but by the time we get into the overnight, I expect a lot of that activity to be out of here and out of our area, dropping down to 60 degrees, so I guarantee you will notice the cooler, less humid start once we get into your Friday morning. And then for your Friday, partly cloudy skies, I still have a 10% chance of a shower storm thrown in the forecast, but it does look a lot drier as we get ready to kick off our weekend. And still feeling the effects of that cold front with a high of 85 tomorrow. Now, those temperatures expected to bounce back pretty quickly, right back into that late summer warmth in those lower 90s by the time we get into your weekend, but staying dry. Right now, we're at 74 degrees, just a few clouds out there, south wind at 12 miles per hour, so kicking up the occasional gust at times, dew point of 66, still a bit humid just ahead of that front, but we'll see things gradually change over the next 24 hours.
Well, I noticed the wind yesterday. I went up for a jog, and I did notice the wind, but it wasn't too bad, and looks like you're going to get to the fair, maybe, in Hutchinson. Maybe pretty much unscathed by some nasty weather. Looks like it's pretty good for the next couple days, huh?
Yeah, for today, though, we'll just have to, you know, just watch things because things could be hit or miss. And also, I'm glad you mentioned the wind because they have been pretty gusty over the past few days, really ever since the start of this week. And we will get a break from that wind. It's not going to be as strong tomorrow, but then it does look like those winds are going to pick back up again once we get into the weekend. And that's what's going to help us get back up into those 90s.
All right, thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:15, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted, you've been to San Francisco, haven't you?
Yes, I have, multiple times.
The iconic cable cars are going to stop running for 10 days.
Yeah, I saw that.
Starting Friday while they undergo repairs. San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency says shuttle buses will run along the three cable car routes. The agency says it needs to get the manually operated cable cars off the streets to rehabilitate the gearboxes that power the system that started in the 1890s. The gearboxes spin the 30-foot-tall wheels that pull the 12 miles of steel cables under San Francisco to lift the cable cars up those steep city hills. It's an amazing engineering system they have there. Officials say the work is part of an upgrade project that started in 2017. To repair heavy equipment that's been in the service since 1984. It's estimated to cost about $6 million. That is a city that some people think of probably the most beautiful city in America, big city in America. I think it's terrific out there.
Been out there. I've never been on the cable cars.
I have. Shelly and I and another couple jumped on them when we were out there one time and rode them around for a little bit. That was really fun.
I was going to do it, but they were so crowded. I bailed.
You know, certain times of day, I guess. Yeah, I was like, more crowded.
Yeah, there's tourists. They're just crammed full of tourists. I'll pass.
There's so much to see out there with Shelly and I and another couple. This was Nick in 86, 87. And we did, what else did we? We went up to Alcatraz. Got to do that. That was fun. We walked up and down Lombard Street, which is that crookedest street in America. And what else did we do?
A lot of things to see there.
I'll tell you one thing we did, which is
a lot of good eats.
Yeah, we went to the Top of the Mark Hotel there, which is that was the you saw that in the film Bullet. That's where they were doing things in Bullet. And went to Top of the Mark. It was a beautiful day. The sun was going down, but you're up there about 20 floors having a martini and watching the bay with the ships going in. Wow, that is pretty interesting. Very romantic. And a great place. San Francisco, love it out there. Okay, yesterday, the day after 9/11, and I'll tell you what, we'll talk about that a little more coming up here at 7:30 about the day after the big day, the tragic day. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and Ted's time for sports with Ted Woodward. Looking at football today. We're on a Thursday. Football's a-coming.
Yep, and the Kansas City Chiefs will be without one of their key players for a little bit here. According to reports, wide receiver Tyreek Hill will be out for at least a month. He's got a sternoclavicular joint injury.
Oh, no.
And that's where kind of your collarbone meets your breastbone.
Okay.
And that needs to heal up. So at least a month, maybe more. We'll see how the rehab goes. Chiefs without wide receiver Tyreek Hill for the next few games. We'll be talking football tonight, college football, KU Football Hawk Talk with head coach Les Miles at 6 o'clock this evening, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Jayhawks, coming off a loss last week, are getting ready for their road opener, and that is tomorrow night at Boston College. So Coach Miles tonight, getting ready, previewing
Friday
the game tomorrow
night.
Yep.
Okay.
We have Thursday night football here in the City League tonight in Wichita, highly ranked Northwest. Off to a 1-0 start, hosting East. You got the Blue Aces and the Grizzlies. Steve Strain has live coverage of Northwest football at 7 o'clock tonight. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH. Tonight, we have the home opener for Wichita State Volleyball as the Shockers are getting ready to host the Shocker Volleyball Classic for the next 3 days at Koch Arena. Two nationally ranked teams will face the Shockers in the next 3 days, starting tonight, as Wichita State takes on 13th-ranked BYU. Comes in with a record of 5-1. One of the nation's great volleyball programs taking on the Shockers tonight at Koch Arena as the Cougars make their first ever visit to Wichita. 7 o'clock tonight, home opener for Shocker Volleyball at Koch Arena. Women's soccer yesterday, Butler Community College wins on the road in a huge matchup. 6th-ranked Butler beating 18th-ranked Johnson County, 1-0 in a top 20 matchup. And the goal came late in the 87th minute of the game. The Butler women's soccer team, now 6-2 on the season, and they are ranked number 6 in the nation. JUCO volleyball last night, a close, great matchup between two more ranked teams. Cowley College beating Cloud County, 3-2. Cowley is ranked 11th in the nation. Cloud is ranked 13th. The Cowley volleyball team with the win, now 8-2 on the season, keeping that number 11 ranking going. Major League Baseball last night. The Kansas City Royals win at Chicago, beat the White Sox 8-6. As designated hitter Jorge Soler went 4-for-5 at the plate, hitting his 42nd and 43rd home runs of the season.
Oh, he's on fire, isn't he?
Yep.
Wow.
Two behind Mike Trout for the American League lead of the Angels. Royals and the White Sox will finish up this three-game series. It's a day game in Chicago today on the south side at 1 o'clock. Royals-White Sox, that's on Sports Radio KFH. Last night in Denver, the Colorado Rockies beat the first-place St. Louis Cardinals 2-1. Coming off the bench for the Rockies, former Wichita State Shocker, rookie Sam Hilliard. 1-for-1 with a double, and he walked twice and scored a run. His first major league double, by the way. Since being called up to the majors, Sam has a .484 slugging percentage and a .306 on-base percentage.
Oh, okay.
Former Shocker Sam Hilliard getting some playing time with the Colorado Rockies. And going back to football, happy birthday today to one of the great Kansas City Chiefs defenders of all time. Daron Cherry is 60 years old today. Great free safety for the Kansas City Chiefs. Six-time Pro Bowl player. He's on the 1980s All-Decade team for the National Football League. He's in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. Still in the top three all-time for the Kansas City Chiefs in interceptions and fumble recoveries.
Wow.
The great Daron Cherry, he is 60 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Vegan activist claims she was beaten while rescuing rabbits. That story coming up.
Okay.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.